1 Chronicles, chapter 14. And Hiram king of Tyre sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and masons, and carpenters, to build him a house. And David perceived that Yahweh had established him king over Israel, for his kingdom was exalted on high, for his people Israel's sake. And David took more wives at Jerusalem, and David begot more sons and daughters. And these are the names of the children whom he had in Jerusalem: Shammua, and Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. And Ibhar, and Elishua, and Elpelet. And Noga, and Nepheg, and Japhia. And Elishama, and Baliada, and Eliphelet. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David, and David heard of it, and went out against them. Now the Philistines had come and made a raid in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? And will you deliver them into my hand?" And Yahweh said to him, "Go up, for I will deliver them into your hand." So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David struck them there, and David said, "God has broken my enemies by my hand, like the breach of waters." Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And they left their gods there, and David gave commandment, and they were burned with fire. And the Philistines yet again made a raid in the valley. And David inquired again of God, and God said to him, "You will not go up after them, turn away from them, and come upon them across from the mulberry trees. And it will be, when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then you will go out to battle, for God has gone out before you to strike the host of the Philistines." And David did as God commanded him, and they struck the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gezer. And the fame of David went out into all lands, and Yahweh brought the fear of him on all nations.